a single mom to a two-year-old, and let me tell you where I've gone wrong in every dating situation I've been in since becoming a mother.
Please, for the love of God, do not.
I've been in 1.5 relationships since having my son. We're not gonna talk about the half. We're just gonna focus on the one.
That's a red flag.
Number one mistake, no dating process. I feel like I want a family and I want a unit and I want to be loved so bad. I ignore the dating process. When in reality, this is something that is so necessary. And upon reflection, I need it. I need a dating process. You need to be courted by a man. If you want a high value man, if you want a man to match your energy as a confident, successful woman, they need to court you.
Not gonna happen.
In my last relationship that I just recently got out of, we met and then were inseparable, like basically living together. There was no dating process. There was no asking on a date. There was no grand gestures to show any type of courtship. And I feel like that's where the relationship went wrong, because to me, as a woman with a child, we're playing house at that point.
That's all you're good for.
A two-year-old is diabolical work. Who's putting up with that? You know how hard it is to raise a two-year-old? The reason why you were able to get him, because he needed a place to stay. That's why y'all were inseparable and y'all was playing house, because he needed a house. Those are the only type of dudes who are seriously signing up for a woman with a two-year-old. So you trying to raise your standards, it's not going to work, boo-boo. I promise it's not going to work.
So my emotions get 10 times more involved instead of truly slowing down and getting to know a person and getting to know what their intentions are, what their life is actually like, what their traumas are, what their triggers are, and really seeing if that person is going to be for me. I feel like no dating process just leads to failure. And a lot of the times, I think as single mothers especially, we can want to rush into situations because of everything we have going on. And we already are one step closer to a family because we do have a child. So it makes it difficult.
Yes, duh.
A part of this is sick that she's even trying to date with a two-year-old. Two-year-olds are a lot. You need to be focusing on your kid and getting your mind right. There's still hope for her. She's not ugly. She's fit. She only has one kid. But being on TikTok and talking about he got to court me and winding down, her standards are way too high. She need to get off TikTok, go find an average Joe and get on his program. And yes, he's doing you the favor.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
Let's talk dating as a single mom. I get this question all the time. Tips, advice, your experience. Are you seeing anyone? How's that going? And I would love to be able to give advice and tips on how that's going, but it's not going. Because as a single mom, our standards about triple prior to. I already had high standards, and then now you bring my daughter into the thing, and like no one's good enough, right? On top of standards, time. As a single mom, we have little to no me time. So if I'm going to invest the small amount of me time I have into someone else, and you waste it, done. And on top of men not being shit, they don't fucking know how to communicate.
Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
My two-year-old toddler has the capability to tell me what she does or does not want, does or does not like, and how she's feeling. But some way, grown men are not able to use their big boy words to communicate. Weird. Moral of the story is I am not your girl if you want advice. I can tell you what not to do. I can tell you the men not to go for, but that's basically all I've learned over the last couple years. So hopefully you have better luck than I do.
Not a chance.
Chad and Tyrone knows how to communicate. They do. They just don't want to communicate effectively with a single mom. They just want to communicate effectively at 3 a.m, if you know what I mean. They don't have a problem with communication when it comes to trying to get them buns. But when it comes to a relationship, yeah, now they have the reading comprehension and understanding of a three-year-old when they're looking at those texts. It's no coincidence. But she thinks her standards can triple as a single mom. Sound good. It sounds good. But it doesn't matter what your standards are, ladies. It matters what standards you can actually manifest and maintain. It's one thing to have a standard. It's another thing to have a man you respect come meet that standard and then maintain that man. That's where y'all struggle. Y'all don't struggle with coming up with ridiculous standards off the top of your head. You're experts at that.
Let's talk dating as a single mom. When I first started dating, it was really unexpected. Like, I obviously wasn't, like, looking for anything, and it didn't turn into anything.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
It happened out of nowhere. So I was like, okay, have fun. This is fun. I'm not gonna play games. I'm a mother. I don't have time for this. I don't need to play hard to get, because I just am hard to get because I'm busy. I'm a mom. Like, I don't have time to just be available. So I decide I'm just gonna not worry about texting back too fast, or I don't know, you know, all the little things that you do to like seem interesting. But I guess I just really learned, just be yourself.
Being yourself as a chick is not a good strategy, because most woes just aren't that interesting, aren't that fun to be around. See, that's another problem that single moms have. It's true that they don't have a lot of time. They got to work. They got to chase a kid around. They're not going to put a lot of effort into the guys who are genuinely trying to pursue a single mom, because he's not going to be Chad and Tyrone. Even as a single mom, there are certain guys that they will move mountains for, but that guy isn't trying to have anything serious with him.
Bingo.
Hey, this is a crash out post. I'm currently crashing out. Sorry in advance. Women, do not get married and have kids unless you plan on and are capable of becoming a single mom. Because 9 times out of 10, 8 times out of 10, I don't know, statistically high, that's probably what's going to happen to you. Now, I love being a mom. I really do. And in fact, I quite enjoy most of the time being a single mom. This is not fair. The world is not set up for single moms. You will struggle. I don't care what job you have. I don't care how much you get paid. Especially in this economy right now, okay? The world is not set up for single mothers. It will be hard. It will test you in ways that you didn't know.
Hey, we are walking balls of misery that just learn how to look cute, look like something you might want to fuck a few times. But they're all walking balls of misery, man. All of them.
You will have to fight for those kids, most likely. You will have to fight for those kids. You will have to wake up every morning and question, just real talk, if motherhood is really something that you want anymore.
Speak for yourself, motherfucker.
Usually you don't have to fight, unless you're a terrible person and you know, smoking on something. You know, or you're just unstable, and we can see that it's not unstable. That's why you have to fight. Don't project that on the other single mothers. That's just you. You know what I mean? And now you're questioning if you even want to be a mother. Yeah, that's why you have to fight, making videos like this. Your kids are going to see this video of you talking about, I don't even know if I want to be a mother. Yeah, I think it's going to be best if they just stay with Poppy.
Mm-hmm.